Welcome to the fourth video in the series of videos demonstrating Samba 4's capabilities as an Active Directory Domain Controller. Now what I have here is a Windows 2008 R2 machine, and I have a Samba 4 Domain Controller as from the previous videos. And what I'm going to be demonstrating in this video is joining this Windows 2008 R2 machine as an additional Domain Controller to the Samba 4 domain. And that's going to be using a process that is very familiar to Windows administrators, which is to start up the dcpromo command, which will then allow me to install the domain services as on this Windows machine as an additional domain controller. I'm going to choose to join this new domain controller to an existing forest, and I'm going to choose to add a domain controller to that existing domain. I need to tell it what the name of the domain is, and I need to give it some credentials to join the domain with. Great, we'll go on to the next stage. I need to choose what domain I'm going to be joining. In this case, there's only one domain, so that's the root of the forest. So that's the only choice. And now you've got to choose which site we want to join, and there's only one site in this domain, which is the default site name that Samba 4 created. Like with Windows, if you provision a Samba domain controller, by default it creates a single site called default first site name. You can then create additional sites using the Active Directory Sites tool. Now it's examining the DNS configuration. There's two things it does here. One is it does a probe DNS update to tell whether the Samba server supports dynamic DNS updates, which it does because we're using Bind9 with the appropriate additions to support encrypted Kerberized DNS updates using TCGSS. And it also goes and talks to my upstream DNS provider and asks various things of that, and that doesn't actually work because my upstream DNS provider doesn't really want to talk to this Windows box, so we have to wait for that to time out. Great, and it's timed out now. Okay, so we're going to be setting up this new Windows domain controller in the domain as a global catalog server. We're going to leave the Samba server over here as being the DNS server in the domain, and we're just going to have this as an additional domain controller. Great, and we're going to choose to replicate the existing directory information over the network from the existing Samba domain controller. And we've got to choose which domain controller to replicate from, and there's only one to choose from, so it doesn't matter what you select here. Where we want to put the database, and now we've got to choose a recovery password. Great, and we're all ready to go, so we click Next and it starts the process of joining this Windows server to the domain. Configures it to host the Active Directory domain services, and it'll start replicating. Now it's replicating the schema partition. Now it's done with the schema partition, it's now replicated the configuration partition. Setting itself up with a DNS, and it's nearly done. We first got that to go in September of 2009, and we were very pleased because it took a long time to get to the point where we could join an additional domain controller to a Samba domain. So that's done, and we now restart this domain controller, and it'll then come up as an additional domain controller in the domain. Booting it up. Takes a little while on these virtual disks for the Windows Domain Controller to start up. You can see it rattling its disk quite a bit down here. It's rattling its virtual disk. So we'll just have to be patient while it starts up and allows us to log in. modifying its computer settings. A little bit longer and we'll be able to log in. Great, we can now log in to this new domain controller, log in with the domain administrator account, because we're just going to poke around a little bit and see what exactly what's happened. We should see that we've now got two domain controllers. Quite a while to bring up the desktop the very first time. Okay, so we can now go into the administrative tools and bring up users and computers. And what we're going to do is bring up the users and computers tool. There it is. Great. Okay, so what we can see now if we look inside here, if we look under domain controllers, then we'll see that there are now two domain controllers, one of which is the original Samba domain controller called Blue, and the other one is called W2K8R2B, which is a new domain controller. Right, so let's do something in this domain. So if we now, say, go and create a new user within this domain, and let's call this, demo 4, given this we're up to. And we're going to set a password. And create the user. And what you'll see is that, if we look at these logs here, that Samba then sent a DS replica sync message. So the user was created on the Samba server, and it sent a replica sync message to the other domain controller saying, please come and replicate with me, because of the new user got created and needs to be replicated to the second domain controller. And then what we saw here is again a debug log where we saw the Windows domain controller pull the additional user across from the Samba domain. So if we now go into a command line tool here, say, and run net user, then you'll see that there's now demo 4 user here has been created, and it's showing up on the Windows domain controller. And if we have a look with WB info, then it's also showing up at this end. Now we could create the user on either end, it'll be doing bidirectional replication. So we now have fully replicated two domain controllers. Any changes made on one domain controller gets replicated to the other domain controller, and vice versa. And either domain controller can serve any of the computers or users in the domain. Great. So that demonstrates the DC promo process and joining to the domain. We can now go on to the next process, which is where Samba is a Samba is the additional domain controller on an existing Windows domain, and that's the NetVampire process, which will be the subject of the last video in this series.